This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
It is 7:21. It is time for Hancock and Kelly on this Sunday morning. I believe at least today we have Michael Kelly, but no Hancock. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. That's crazy. He and I were texting, so okay. I'm surprised he's not on.
Well, let's start with this image that President Trump put out of himself as the Pope. It looks like even his ardent supporters think this is a horrible idea. And, you know, with the death of the Pope recently, as one context, there are many. So, I don't know. I don't even know what my question is. What's your response?
Well, I'm Catholic. Grew up Catholic. In most Catholic houses, particularly us Irish, there's a picture of the Pope and a picture of John F. Kennedy. Never did I think that they'd be the same person. Apparently, Donald Trump would like that. I think it's him doing the same thing he always does, which is trying to make the libs cry. But in this instance, I think it's completely disrespectful. It's one thing for it to be coming from some of the MAGA heads out there, but I mean, this came from the White House Twitter thread itself. I think it's insulting, and it also speaks to the class of our president. And unfortunately, while it may be insulting, I don't think it was unexpected. I don't think any of us are too shocked.
Sure. It's been more than 100 days, and that's a very short period of time considering how long the presidential term is. Where, if you have a crystal ball here, based on what has happened so far with the way he came in and his plans and then all the things he's done since then that have angered this group and that group, the latest being PBS and NPR, for example, where do you see this going?
Well, we have a roadmap, right? This isn't the first time Donald Trump's been the president, and we lived through those 4 years. And it was one of the things that was confusing to me during the campaign, that people had forgotten what those 4 years were like. And I think this 100 days that we've just experienced is exactly like those 4 years that we lived under Donald Trump previously. Except this time we have cabinet members leaving within the first 100 days, as we saw earlier this week. Look, if I were to sum the 100 days up, I'd say that it would be one word would be disruption. And I think Donald Trump accomplished that for his base, even though the outcomes haven't been what he said they were going to be. People are enthusiastic about the disruption, and I think that's what's driving many of the supporters of the president, and I anticipate him to continue that behavior, Scott, just like he did in the previous 4 years.
Yeah, that's a good word. From your perspective as a consultant for the Democratic Party, what should Democrats be doing right now get ready for replacing President Trump in the next presidential election?
Yeah, it's a great question. And it's a discussion John and I had on Friday on our show, I was like, look, if you look at it, there are many faces of the Democratic Party right now, whether it be Chuck Schumer, Hakeem Jeffries, J.B. Pritzker, Governor Newsom, Governor Beshears, AOC and Bernie. It's awfully reminiscent to me of where the Republican Party was when Barack Obama got elected and the rise of the Tea Party started. And so I think we're a party with a lot of grievances and not much policy. Surely no leaders. Again, as we said, you know, following what Donald Trump's previous 4 years looked like, I think we can look at previous times like the Obama presidency to see what happens to the minority party. And I think that's what's happening right now. Is there's a growing movement growing inside the Democratic Party. It will eventually push forward some leaders. But right now, I think this party's trying to figure out what it stands for. And right now, that just seems to be in opposition to Donald Trump. That's one place to be, but eventually you've got to have your own policy.
Statewide, the Missouri legislative session will be coming to a close at some point here soon. How would you assess what's happened so far?
Well, listen, as you know, I'm left of center, and this is an extremely conservative legislature, so I'm not thrilled with much of what they're passing. In comparison to previous years, though, you have to be somewhat gratified as a Missourian that we seem to see a legislature and a Republican Party that's working together to accomplish things. Again, I reiterate, I'm not a big fan of everything they're doing. Before, the last 3 or 4 years, it's been more of a struggle inside the Republican Party. They seem to have rectified that for the short term under the new governor of Mike Kehoe. But I think the signature accomplishment of this legislature is going to wind up being what it does in the last 2 weeks here, which is to try to overturn abortion rights, which were passed and put into the state constitution, and to roll back some minimum wage provisions that the voters have already spoken on. So many people who went and voted just a couple of months ago for these things are going to be shocked to realize that the legislature is already trying to overturn them, and they'll have another chance at the ballot box to express themselves. But I think that's what's going to be the signature accomplishment of a legislative session that, quite frankly, was different than anything we'd seen before because the ruling party was cooperating.
Michael, what's your take on the state control over the St. Louis Police Department?
Well, if you're the mayor of the city, if you're Kara Spencer, man, you have to be thrilled, right? One of the number one issue going on in the St. Louis area and surely in the city of St. Louis is crime and policing. Whether the stats are going up or down, the perception is that crime's heavy, and that's a problem that needs to be addressed. That's now taken off of her plate as something that she can affect. Sure, she has the bully pulpit of the mayor's office to scream and yell, but at the end of the day, the voters of the state of Missouri took control back to Jefferson City for Mike Kehoe. So I think it's a huge win for the mayor. In terms of what it means for the city, I don't know, Scott. We're going to have to see if Mike Kehoe and the mayor can cooperatively find some board members that really want to change and reimagine what the St. Louis Police Department should be. And they've got some serious structural issues from the age of their staff to the needs for more young police officers to the lack of resources. So the state being involved, while cities ought to be able to control their old assets, it's really ultimately a positive for the city of St. Louis because it's resources that, quite frankly, they don't have that the state will be bringing.
Michael Kelly, thanks for your thoughts and your time as always.
Buddy, I was on Publisher yesterday. It didn't work out for us, but what a great race.
Well, actually, that was my long shot, but I did pick Sovereignty to win the race. At least I made a big bet on him anyway.
Yeah, well, I had Publisher per our conversation in my trifectas, and boy, we would have had a payday.
Yeah, exactly.
Have a good one.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
See you.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period.
That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.